experience with Tyler Palumbus, correct?
Yeah.
When your reaction to him signing him, what is realistic for him this week?
Well, he certainly knows what he's doing. He's been in this scheme both here and, you know, Seattle. He had played a little bit at Seattle. They do similar things, Washington, Atlanta. So there's some carryover. You know, we're just practicing, getting them all ready for the weekend. Not really about expectations of who's playing and who's not. We're just trying to get them all ready, and then we'll figure that out tomorrow, next day.
The fact he's been live the last 3 weeks, though.
Yeah, he's in shape. Obviously, he's able to go out and practice and whatnot.
In terms of, isn't able to go, would you feel comfortable putting him in there?
I'm not worried about that, and you know, we'll figure it out. We're just trying to practice the whole group, and we'll figure that out at the end.
In terms of getting a guy ready, though, how much is that asking for a guy to come in on Thursday and try to be ready on Sunday?
We've had bigger tasks and worked, so not it's not out of the realm, but who knows?
Chemistry a tougher part of it? Because it's not just what he has to do, but, you know, he doesn't have the nuances of what some of the guys next to him.
Well, fortunately, he knows a couple guys on the team, so that helps. You know, he's been around a little bit. So, but, again, don't look too much into it. We just got him here today and got him out in the practice field, and we'll just see. We don't know who's going to be playing right now.
All right, every football team is banged up from time to time during the season. When you're in the situation with the offensive line, is it more of a challenge than a small team?
I don't think that there's any position that's not a challenge if you're banged up. If you don't have a quarterback, if you don't have wide receivers, you don't have a back. I can't speak for the defense, but there's each one effort presents its own challenges, certainly. So, but we're not stopping. We're playing. So we'll just go out there and play and see who's out there, and hopefully, you know, knock on wood, we'll have the, you know, our guys out there. If we don't, next guy will step up and they'll do a good job.
Some of the running game struggles you've seen, and you kind of equate that with a lot of execution stuff, or?
Oh, I don't, can't put it in a nutshell. There's a lot of little things. Certainly technique, assignments, everything is involved in the run game. It's not anyone one's fault. It's our entire team's problem, so we got to fix it together.
See a lot of fixable things.
Well, certainly that's, I mean, we wouldn't come out here and practice if we didn't think we can get it to work, so we're getting it to work.
Nico, did you like what you saw from the pistol?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just having the ability to do a couple different things, under center, pistol, gun, so we're just trying to play around and see what works best. So that he did a good job, and certainly you know, we won the game, so you got to be happy with that.
So, I mean, in your recollection, did you sort of put that in to your knowledge?
Well, obviously, we put it in Houston when we had Case Keenum. He was comfortable with that in the gun from Houston, from the University of Houston, did a good job. So, you know, we play with it over the years.
With CJ, is he healthy in your mind, or are you seeing the guy at all that you saw in film last year?
I don't get anything from Steve to tell me he's not. So we just keep practicing. We got to find the holes, and whichever guy's finding the holes, that's who play.
Is Juwan still, are you looking at him possibly for a role?
Like I said, whoever finds the holes will play. You know, so I'm not saying who's in the game. We're going to play some guys, and whoever finds the holes, that's who's playing.